Chapter 5. Learning to Live Alone. I still needed a lot of things.
Well, I said, I'm going to have to make them.
So every day I worked. First of all, I wanted to make my cave bigger. I carried out stone from the cave, and after many days' hard work, I had a large cave in the side of the hill. Then I needed a table and a chair, and that was my next job. I had to work on them for a long time. I also wanted to make places to put all my food and all my tools and guns. But every time I wanted a piece of wood, I had to cut down a tree. It was long, slow, difficult work. And during the next months, I learnt to be very clever with my tools. There was no hurry. I had all the time in the world. I also went out every day, and I always had my gun with me. Sometimes I killed a wild animal, and then I had meat to eat. But when it got dark, I had to go to bed because I had no light. I couldn't read or write because I couldn't see. For a long time, I didn't know what to do. But in the end, I learnt how to use the fat of dead animals to make a light. The weather on my island was usually very hot, and there were often storms and heavy rain. The next June, it rained all the time, and I couldn't go out very often. I was also ill for some weeks, but slowly I got better. When I was stronger, I began to go out again. The first time, I killed a wild animal. And the second time, I caught a big turtle. I was on the island for 10 months before I visited other parts of it. During those months, I worked hard on my cave and my house and my fence. Now I was ready to find out more about the rest of the island. First, I walked along the side of a little river. There I found open ground without trees. Later, I came to more trees with many different fruits. I decided to take a lot of the fruit and to put it to dry in the sun for a time. Then I could keep it for many months. That night, I went to sleep in a tree for the second time. And the next day, I went on with my journey. Soon, I came to an opening in the hills. In front of me, everything was green, and there were flowers everywhere. There were also a lot of different birds and animals. I saw that my house was on the worst side of the island. But I didn't want to move from there. It was my home now. I stayed away for 3 days, and then I came home. But I often went back to the other, greener side of the island. And so my life went on. Every month, I learnt to do or to make something new. But I had troubles and accidents too. Once there was a terrible storm with very heavy rain. The roof of my cave fell in and nearly killed me. I had to build it up again with many pieces of wood. I had a lot of food now. I cooked it over a fire or dried it in the sun. So I always had meat during the rainy months when I could not go out with a gun. I learnt to make pots to keep my food in. But I wanted very much to make a harder, stronger pot, a pot that would not break in a fire. I tried many times, but I could not do it. Then one day I was lucky. I made some new pots and put them in a very hot fire. They changed colour, but did not break. I left them there for many hours, and when they were cold again, I found that they were hard and strong. That night I was very happy. I had hot water for the first time on the island. By then, I also had my own bread. That was luck too. One day I found a little bag. We used it on the ship to keep the chickens' food in. There was still some of the food in the bag, and I dropped some of it onto the ground. A month later, I saw something bright green there. And after 6 months, I had a very small field of corn. I was very excited. Perhaps now I could make my own bread. It was easy to say, but not so easy to do. It is a lot of work to make bread from corn. Many people eat bread, but how many people can take corn from a field and make bread out of it without help? I had to learn and to make many new things, and it was a year before I cooked and ate my first bread. During all this time, I never stopped thinking about escape. When I travelled across to the other side of the island, I could see the other islands. And I said to myself, perhaps I can get there with a boat. Perhaps I can get back to England one day. So I decided to make myself a boat. I cut down a big tree and then began to make a long hole in it. It was hard work. But about 6 months later, I had a very fine canoe. Next, I had to get it down to the sea. How stupid I was! Why didn't I think before I began work? Of course, the canoe was too heavy. I couldn't move it. I pulled and pushed and tried everything, but it didn't move. I was very unhappy for a long time after that. That happened in my fourth year on the island. In my sixth year, I did make myself a smaller canoe, but I did not try to escape in it. The boat was too small for a long journey, and I did not want to die at sea. The island was my home now, not my prison, and I was just happy to be alive. A year or two later, I made myself a second canoe on the other side of the island. I also built myself a second house there. And so I had two homes. My life was still busy from morning to night. There were always things to do or to make. I learnt to make new clothes for myself from the skins of dead animals. They looked very strange, it is true, but they kept me dry in the rain. I kept food and tools at both my houses, and also wild goats. There were many goats on the island, and I made fields with high fences to keep them in. They learnt to take food from me, and soon I had goat's milk to drink every day. I also worked hard in my cornfields, and so many years went by.